This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
We have a great topic for y'all today. And, you know, it's called walls and boundaries. Do you know the difference? One keeps people out. The other provides a way to say no with love instead of hostility. Well, today we hope you discover how to live protected but not lonely by setting boundaries instead of building up those walls.
That's right.
Well, Proverbs 15:19 says, a lazy person's way is blocked with briars, but the path of the upright is an open highway. And Proverbs 15:22 says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors will bring success. You know, I mean, that's, I don't know what to say, you know. I mean, I know I have advisors in my life, which we call accountability partners, and so do you, honey. And that really helps not build up a wall. You know what I mean? And kind of sets our boundaries, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, and someone who's going to actually speak the truth to you.
Yeah.
And say, you know what, dude, I don't think I would have gone there. Or maybe you shouldn't have done that.
You're not ready to go there yet.
Yeah, and so, you know, that kind of sets a boundary for me. And you entrust these people that they're hearing from God. Okay, and sometimes I just go, you know what, man, you're right. You know, and try not to take it personally. Just take it, you know, constructively to where they're trying to help.
And discover the difference between a wall and a boundary. Walls are solid and rigid. They keep other people out and they keep us trapped inside. Boundaries are like, you know, they're flexible. They're changeable, immovable. And it's up to me with a boundary how close or how far away I'm going to allow myself to be in this situation or in another, in a relationship. Yeah. It helps me decide what behavior is acceptable, not just from other people, but for myself.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's recovering from maybe has an eating problem, and that also, you know, it, like you mentioned earlier, that helps you with people to be able to say no and then not take it personally. It's just a boundary. It has nothing to do with them. This is not good for me. It's not acceptable for me. Okay, like you said, you can say no with love instead of hostility. And, it, you know, it didn't put an end to our relationships when people understand that, when we make that clear.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's about learning what's acceptable for us and to live protected but not with walls. We don't want to have walls. We want to build bridges. But we also want not only, you know, to have self-respect and let people help people understand in a healthy way, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
Just like with her, we understand. We're not going to put any pressure on you.
That's right.
That's a boundary that you have. That's good. We're glad to see it. Yeah. Gotten you in trouble in the past. Now you're making a healthy choice.
Yeah.
Not judge, you know.
No way, man. And like I said earlier, one way that I prevent myself from building up those walls is by having counselors. When I say counselor, I mean accountability partners. And when we surround ourselves with dependable people like that, we're developing kind of a safety net. I mean, good counsel can come from the Bible and from godly people.
It's all about trust.
Yeah, God works through people.
He does.
So when we admit our wrongs to somebody, then they can kind of become a counsel for us. There may be people who know us and measure their advice by godly principles. Or perhaps they may be people who have experienced what you're going through.
Right.
I mean, I'd say 90% of my accountability partners have been through exactly what I may be talking to them about.
Well, they're just saying this. People are lonely because they built walls instead of bridges.
That's right.
You know, those walls we think can protect us. But what it does is it isolates us. And that's not healthy.
Well, it says, too, you know, trust in God as your ultimate source of wise counsel. A lot of times why, in the past, I've built up walls, I may have not had the trust in God that I thought I did. Okay? And so, by having my trust in God now, Now I can set boundaries instead of walls blocking me from the outside world. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to step out.
Right.
Okay? And whereas when you don't have trust in God, then man, that wall goes up and it's hard to get through. That's what you call a hardened heart. You just, you know, you got to have trust in God before you can have trust in people.
Mm-hmm. But see, it's backwards.
Yeah.
Because people lost their trust in people.
Yeah.
Then they're like, the whole God thing, just, yeah. I don't even want to hear it.
That's why you can't get your, you know, your affirmation from people. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the old saying? One thing is true about people, they'll let you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Because we're human.
It's not their fault.
No.
You know, that's just, we're human.
If you're in a relationship, you're going to get hurt. It doesn't matter because we're flawed.
You have to love enough to risk being hurt.
You do.
That's what love is.
You do, and that's what a boundary is. It's more of a loving way to say no.
Yeah.
That's just a boundary for me. My uncle, I was telling you about earlier, he used to say.
Your uncle?
My uncle.
You sound like you said Munkle.
I'm sorry. What would that actually be, Munkle? Oh, well. I told you my uncle, who's no longer with us, but he used to, they'd have company at their house, and he would say, y'all can stay here all night if you want to, but I'm going to bed. And he would.
He because
that
boundary.
Was a boundary. He
That's
knew
right.
he needed to go to bed. But that also took a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Not care what these people in your house think. You're welcome to stay here, but man, I gotta take care of me. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did. And again, like we said, if you're recovering from something and you feel pressure from people in your old life, just take a risk with God and ask Him for the courage to say no.
Yeah.
You know what? He'll take care of it.
He sure will.
Just leave, because you know what? That is His will for you.
Yeah, it
is. It's His will for you when we are making it a point to stay in what we know is best for us because it's His will for us. He'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how people are going to respect that, especially when they continue to see that change in you is for real. You know what?
Yeah.
You're going to be a different person, and hopefully they're going to want what you have, which is Jesus.
That's right.
That's where that strength comes from to say no in love. Love right. you, but I just can't.
You know,
nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that's right. A wall can bring nothing but sorrow when you build that wall up, because then you isolate yourself mm-hmm. from other people, from the problem. I mean, just as an example, look at the Berlin Wall. I remember in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was on TV and he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, knock down that wall."
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, yeah, there's still a boundary between West and East Berlin,
mm-hmm.
but the wall's gone, man. You can see each other. Families can be back together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a chance of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a wall there, man, there is no chance.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The person who really knocks down walls and can be the only one to permanently do that, and his name is Jesus Christ. Then, you know, we say this at every one of our podcasts. We give you an opportunity to give your life to Him. That's why we do this.
That's right.
There is no other reason but to bring Him glory.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love for you to knock down those walls today. Those walls of unbelief. And get that boundary that's the boundary with Jesus.
A bridge.
Yeah, He'll bridge that gap for you.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, He'll soften your heart and He'll fill it with His love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've never given your life to Him, man, I'll tell you what, today's the day. Maybe you have and you've walked away. That's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
He's just waiting there.
Mm-hmm.
He's running towards you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to come back to Him.
All right.
Possibly you may be in church for a long, long time and you realize there's a wall in your life because you've never given your life to Him. Please pray this prayer
mm-hmm.
and accept Him into your life. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day, and because of the cross, You say that I ask You to forgive me of my sins. And now my sins are forgiven. Lord, I don't want this wall anymore. Knock it down with Your love. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We want to build. We want to build bridges and tear down walls. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, we want to encourage you to know the difference between walls and boundaries. Remember, walls keep people out, and boundaries provide a way for you to say no with love instead of hostility, okay? So today, we hope you discovered how to live protected but not lonely by setting boundaries instead of building walls. Mm-hmm. Okay, so keep setting up boundaries for yourself while living it up.
While beginning again.
And beginning again.
Huh?
Again.
Okay.
Again.